brother say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. this morning. Good morning, Roland.
Good morning, folks. Hope all is well. A couple of times that we've talked in the last couple of weeks regards to Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. Fighting through this issue of depression, being at the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. And so this morning we wanted to talk to his father, Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr., who recently visited with his son. Reverend Jackson, good morning.
Good morning, Roland. I want to thank you and Tom and so many others who have been so generous in your spirit toward Jesse during this season of challenge. And thank you so much, and people really from around the world.
Give us a sense of how he is doing. You and your wife recently visited with your son in Minnesota.
Well, he is responding to treatment. He is regaining his strength. He has gone through a tremendous challenge. The good news is he's responding. And at first, when Jack and I talked with him, he seemed to be a bit distant. He said he hadn't slept in 3 days. I thought he was exhausted. That was just an observation, not a medical one. But he got to the hospital, and the doctor found it was much deeper and a much greater challenge, so he went away for a month, and they began to get it somewhat under control, and then he went to the Mayo, and now he is regaining his strength. There is no timetable one can attach to this kind of challenge. But the good news, he's under good care and he's responding.
Okay, there's no timetable, but will he fully recover?
Oh, I'm convinced that he will. That is a matter of time. But I just can't put the timetable to it because, if you're bleeding, get a Band-Aid, headache, get an aspirin. But on this kind of, you have to make sure that the right balance is there so you can cope with the kind of pressure he lives and works on there every day.
His wife, Sandy, talked to the Chicago Sun-Times. She talked about how he was just totally debilitated when he collapsed at their Washington, D.C. home. Were you surprised and shocked that it was as serious as it is?
Yeah, it was, because this kind of thing kind of slips up on you, Roland. We had no sense of maybe what he was internalizing. Sometimes you feel this emotional imbalance. You're not willing to talk about it, or you kind of suck it up. I remember one day Sandy said to his mother, Mom, you should talk with Jesse. Something's not there. And she went to meet with him, and it didn't feel right. She said he was unwell and asked me to go visit him immediately, and I did, along with Youssef, and we took him to the hospital. And he went very willingly, and the doctors responded with a great sensitivity, and we took him away. And so we just kind of seen it develop, and now it's good to see him in this regaining of strength stage. What strikes me that so many of our people are facing depression without treatment. And when you're facing depression and mood swings, a lot of stuff can happen to your head, And good news, we caught it in time.
Reverend, I called you the other day. The New York Post ran a story, and all kind of stuff is being thrown out there that you're trying to set up your son, Jonathan, to take over the congressman's seat one day. Can you speak to that? Because you were very adamant in your response to when that story came out.
Well, such a statement was pure fabrication, untrue, unfair. Jonathan expressed no interest whatsoever in politics. We've only discussed Jesse's health and his regaining of his strength. We've not discussed politics at all. Good news is he's been a congressman in good standing in his community. He just won a tough election, and so the people in his district are prayerful and patient with him and his reconstruction, so to speak. So that part is just a lie. And then said I was running his office. It's just untrue, unfair, and scurrilous.
But you do think that he will return to his seat, to his position as the congressman?
Well, that's
the
hope. I think anything medical, evaluative, I would rather leave to the congressman and the doctors. I don't want to contribute to the speculation of it all. Our preoccupation has been with his health. Mm-hmm. I mean, to see him regain his strength is a source of joy to me. To see him without it was a source of great and tremendous pain. And I'm glad he's able to get the treatment he needs and to come out perhaps at some point able to communicate to other people just what this journey has been like. So many people are on this journey without treatment. Others get the journey because there's a kind of stigma attached to regaining one's emotional strength. We kind of run away from it, but it is real.
I heard that he was there was a news blackout that they that the doctors wouldn't allow him to get any information, news information. Is that the way it is?
Yeah, because they want him to focus on himself and his challenges, and one cannot very well be in that kind of a process and be engaged in politics, as it were, and in the news of the day. One has to, and sometimes this depression, it may be a chemical imbalance that's connected to the surgery he had, or it may be a various forms of pressure. You never quite know. The doctors need the time away from regular stuff to evaluate and to watch various responses. And then once they do their evaluation, then they need the time for treatment. And one must be totally dedicated to getting well. Once you get well, you can handle your politics and life challenges. The first issue and our preoccupation has been his mother and his family and his wife and children has been the focus on his health is the most important thing. What he does in the future is a secondary issue, frankly.
Erwin, this is Jackson Sr. We certainly appreciate it. And again, a lot of folks out there are praying for a full recovery of your son, Connors, from Jesse Jackson Jr., so certainly give our regards next time you talk with him.
I appreciate you so much.
All right. All right. Have a good weekend, Roland. Talk to you on Monday.